can I do for you today? Beeson's going to do a little work on the side today, so we'll see. We'll have an idea of what's going to happen there.
Victor Cruz?
Anyone else coming?
Cruz, no.
Anyone else coming back that wasn't there yesterday? Fells? Coon?
No.
Is Cruz now out for the weekend game?
I'll reserve.
Has there been any change in anything on him, or is it just exactly the same as
he's working
week?
And he's doing more and more, but they're not even at the stage where they're really going to bring him out and turn him loose, you know, let him run for a while before they make a decision on whether he can practice. So that's all forthcoming.
Given that he's now been out of practice a month, it sounds like he might be a while before he'll be back. Is that accurate? Or?
We'll see. You know, if he comes back and he practices well, we'll have to make a decision. First, let's get him back, and then we'll decide.
Tom, with the scheduling the way you have it now, is it harder for guys to come back to practice? It seems like there's only the 2 days to practice rather than the Friday.
Well, don't forget, there's a Saturday morning 45-minute session, which is speed. It's, you know, 80% to full speed. So we do have an opportunity to utilize that as well.
No sacks again.
But this day today is a longer day. And there's a lot of segments that are done today, you know, that normally might have been done on a Friday.
Tom, you didn't have any sacks against Dallas. And as you look to Atlanta, is there more that could be done possibly schematically, or is it guys winning battles?
Well, that's always one-on-one. It's always that, if you rush four. But there's schematics that can be involved, you know, and the development of who in the schematics can get home. That's also part of it.
It's some that when you look at that aspect of it, I mean, Cowboys come in with a very good offensive line. You kind of not tip your hat to them maybe, but say, well, maybe we can do better if those guys aren't so good on the other side.
Well, I mean, that's they have a good offensive line, and we have to work very hard to get home.
How different do you have to do things against them because of that line?
I'm not talking about Dallas anymore. We're playing Atlanta. Let's get going here with Atlanta.
You know, I don't want to ask you how you're going to play against Atlanta.
Well,
you want me to ask you how you're going to play defensively against Atlanta?
No, because I'm not going to answer that either. So there you go.
Tom,
but don't ask me about Dallas.
But is there? I mean, you know, I'm sure Steve will talk about this later. The risk reward of, you know, you can't get home with the four guys, you've got to send more. You know, do you think you're going to have to do more of that?
It could be five, and you still got somebody in center field. It doesn't necessarily have to be a zero coverage blitz. You know what I'm saying? Right. It can be with five, but which five? And if you maneuver that around a little bit, of course, that's to your advantage. If you have a linebacker that can also rush, that has enough speed to get home, you can do some things with that.
Will Owo work today?
No.
A year ago, you guys were as creative with Odell probably as you've ever been with a player. Do you need some of that to get the ball in his hands? He's
we're
your best playmaker.
Doing
you were doing that Sunday.
Yeah, he lines up everywhere. Watch him. He's got all kinds of motion. He lines up inside. He lines up outside. He's number two, number three, number one. He lines up everywhere.
Is eight targets enough, though?
No. You'd like to have more, but you know, let's face it. For the majority of the game, it wasn't a lot of snaps. So. Believe me, we're trying to maneuver the ball around. Everybody has an opportunity. And if in fact, any one individual gets doubled, that creates some opportunities for others, as you well know. But that's all been discussed.
Last year, we saw him in the backfield. He was throwing passes, things like that. I mean, is that the
He was in the backfield this year. You were at the game. Yes. He motioned out of the backfield. That's as we go forward and as we played one game, and you're not going to see it all in one game, you know, you'll see more.
Are you continuing to work with Larry Donnell and his ball security? I mean, he's...
Yes.
You haven't given up, obviously.
No, of course not.
I mean, he's... I mean, it's such a repeated offense. I mean, what... You know, he's a big man. We've talked about that. What... You know, is there one thing he has to do above anything
else? He doesn't get it put away fast enough, in my opinion. And sometimes the just the hesitating nature of the double catch allows people to get to him that ordinarily wouldn't. And when that happens, you don't always have good control of the ball, even as you start to tuck it. So there's a lot of things. If he extends, he's a big man, and if he extends his arms fully for the ball, which people are taught to do, then, of course, that's even further for somebody to bring the ball back in. But none of that is, you know, get the ball put away.
Can't make
with
him shorter,
Ola,
right?
You say with Owe, you back to him for a second. You thought he was going to practice yesterday. Did something happen?
He did practice yesterday. He did.
The injury report says
said he was out.
But he's, well, he tried to practice, but he was out there.
Was there a setback that he didn't get to
no,
finish?
No, it's basically the same thing. He gets going a little bit, and then he gets sore, and he has to come out.
Tom, is a source of improvement on defense better communication? Is that?
Well, that always is there. You know, you're young at the middle backer spot, and you're young at the one of the safety spots, so communication is always an issue. But we've worked hard to make that easier and better, and for the most part, it happened okay. Information was forthcoming.
Tom, did you see evidence on the practice field yesterday that your team has moved on emotionally from the loss?
Yeah, I did. It wasn't easy, but I did see it come around.
With energy, enthusiasm,
yeah,
guys
oh, yeah.
yelling, what?
Well, it was 87, so I was doing a lot of yelling.
Do you feel you've scratched the surface with what Shane Vereen can do for this offense, or is there still more that you'd like to see him get involved?
Oh, there's more. There's more involvement coming. It's a long season.
Tom, did you learn something about Flowers this week with the way he handled himself and the way he's come back from this ankle?
Thank you for that question, yeah. Well, he said, I'm playing and I'm practicing. So, I mean, it's a breath of fresh air. Guy has an ankle. Oh, well. You know, I started talking to him Tuesday. I'm practicing. So, and he did.
Is that rare for a rookie to come out and just make that kind of statement?
I don't know, but can we have a few more?
Going
whether,
back
whether
to
they're rookies or veterans or whatever they are.
One more question.
Tom, has Steve evolved a lot since he was last here? Is he essentially the same coach in person?
He's the same person, but he's had a lot of experiences, and he's diversified himself in terms of other defenses, and he's really, in coming back to Baltimore, he's back to where I think a lot of what he was originally introduced to in the NFL was home for him back in Baltimore. So he's had diversification, he's been around, he's worked with different people, he's continued to study and learn and been in all kinds of opportunities. He's the same outstanding person and a better football coach.
Do you have Daniel Fells today?
No. You know what? He's out of the boot, so we'll see.